Welcome to another, and what is this, the September 27th episode of the Zuch and Wild podcast. I am Diego, and Zuch, man, that was a great, great weekend of college football we just had, in my opinion.
It was fantastic.
That was like the first one this year I felt where it wasn't so much that, it's week one and we're getting into it. Like, I parked my butt at a bar and just watched. 5 hours.
We did too up until the BSU game. We got to watch Cody. Cody is a goes and stands 2 inches from the TV type guy.
Oh, no, trust me. And we're going to get into OU. I was watching with our other resident Sooner fans, Mr. Zach Boyson. But before we get into that, just want to remind you guys that if you use the code ZNW15, get 15% off everything in the Settle Down store. That's Z and sign W15 for 15% off everything in the Settle Down store. I got a t-shirt. I'm sure Zach's got a t-shirt. It's great. The 15% gets down to a great price. It allows us to pay for StreamYard. You guys are great. We love giving you the podcast you want. But I'm sorry, I can't even focus because we have to talk about the Oklahoma game. I mean, we have to talk about the Oklahoma game.
Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma has a new quarterback. They have a new quarterback.
They do. Jackson Arnold is out. Do you want me to tell you what Jackson Arnold's QBR was?
Low.
Jackson Arnold had a 1.3 passer rating on Saturday. Not ideal. No, not ideal if you want to win football with. Not ideal if you want to win football games. Not ideal if you want to keep your job, because it looks like that true freshman or redshirt freshman is going to, I think they just announced that he's going to start this week. Jackson Arnold lost his job.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just because of that game. It's kind of been trending that way, I feel like, kind of all season. But it's one of those, I mean, he's not coming back there. I feel pretty confident in saying that. I don't, like, once you burn that bridge, to me, I can't think of any, like, examples off the top of my head. I'm sure there's some of a guy like that highly touted getting benched like that, and then he's on the same team the next year.
The only thing that comes close is, I guess, the Jalen Hurts scenario at Alabama, where I guess he was benched and then Tua wins, and then Jalen Hurts comes back for 1 year following, kind of deal. But I don't know. I have Jackson Arnold. It's so interesting to me, because speaking about burning bridges, Oklahoma essentially kind of like forced Dylan Gabriel. They kind of pushed him out so they could play this guy, highly recruited, four star, five star, depending on the recruiting website that you use. And he has just pooped the bed this year. And I have a theory. One, not maybe the mental side of the things isn't catching up. Two, his confidence is down. Three, what I think is the more realistic theory, cannot be a good quarterback with that goatee. Cannot have that goatee and be a good quarterback.
The goatee mixed with the offensive line, who legitimately they have more leaks than, I don't even, like, some, like,
a house in a hurricane. Yeah. More leaks than a house in a hurricane. Yeah. And I say it's so interesting because when you look at their Oklahoma's QB situation, you compare that to their rivals, the Red River rivalry, Texas. It is the complete opposite scenario, where they have two guys who are now playing who probably could be first team all SEC quarterbacks in Ewers and Manning. And they're in like the opposite dilemma, where it's like, we have two guys who can competently start for us, because Arch Manning looked great against Louisiana Monroe.
He did. Yeah. It's a worst case scenario right now for the Oklahoma Sooners. Your arch rival is number one in the country, looks great, looks not only like a national title contender, but possibly, I would say, like the betting favorite right now. Maybe somebody's
100%.
Maybe Ohio State's close with them, but they're ahead of
them. If they beat Georgia, they are going to have every favorite in the books to run the table the rest of the season whenever Texas plays Georgia. It's just one of those games.
Oklahoma, you don't have a quarterback. The offense looks bad. You just got scrubbed by a dude that you fired 15 or so years ago. So,
right, yeah, the prodigal son himself, the Bobby Hill lookalike, Josh Heupel, returns home. Who also, did you see Josh Heupel's speech after the game? That Tennessee,
I did see it. It was good.
I thought it was a good speech. Like I saw in a tweet, and I thought the same thing. Tough angle on the guy. Can we not get like an overarching shot, maybe? You know, one that, you know, Josh Heupel, you know. Also, we have to address this, Sooch. The Morgan Wallen walkout with Josh Heupel.
I already think the Morgan Wallen walkout is like the corniest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's like, I just like look at him like, that is so like cringy. But what Heupel was wearing and the fact that Peyton Manning was in like full Tennessee like uniform.
Did it look like it didn't look like a real uniform. It looked like it was like a Halloween like costume or like Pee Wee uniform. Like something seemed off about it.
That is and why then for some reason, fans get made fun
and
of.
Then also, why look, I don't want to like Nico, great. Brew McCoy, that's your second guy that you're going with. Brew McCoy.
Yeah, it's I saw too, the fat dude from Mississippi, Hardy, was like,
yeah,
wearing a Tennessee 69 jersey. I'm like, okay, like this this little era needs to end because it's corny. I don't like it. I don't like that it at fair. All. But we're getting off topic.
We are getting off. No, I think that was very on topic because you know you like your country music with a little grit, right? A little bit realness. Well, there's two teams, Zuch, two other games that we're gonna talk on before we jump into the next week. This upcoming week is that two teams, Michigan and Utah, both grinded out much needed wins. We're gonna start with Michigan. Michigan just beat USC with like 35 passing yards. I think it's 32 passing yards. I mean, 270 yards rushing, and you know, we talk about Swiss cheese offensive lines. USC's O-line looked incompetent at times, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was the weirdest like game ever because it was like they would be times in the game that USC looked like they could just go down the field at will, and then you would get like four drives where it's like, all right, well, they're not even going to get a yard. So
yeah, that's what I felt like. It was weird. It just felt like splash plays. And you know, credit to Michigan. You know, I thought USC was going to win this game. I think a lot of people thought USC was going to win this game. And I remember saying last week, if Michigan was to win, they were going to have to make it the most Michigan game ever. It's exactly what they did. You run the ball for over 250 yards. You create pressure with your star-studded defense. And yeah, you know, Miller Moss is going to make a couple plays. The USC athletes are going to make a couple plays like that. Beautiful pass that Miller Moss like throwed in deep, kind of threaded it. Also, she probably should have been a pick. Not going to nitpick the Michigan safeties or anything, but it was a very, very Michigan win. If that
it was.
Makes sense.
And I will say, I don't know if you saw any of the pregame for that game. We watch a lot of college football. I had no clue Michigan played Mr. Brightside.
They do?
At the start of the fourth quarter, exactly.
I mean, like, Michigan plays Mr. Brightside, yeah, and Boise State plays the national anthem before the game. I feel like there's, like, 30 teams that play Mr. Brightside. Like,
apparently,
I love Boise.
It's a big deal because they compared it to Dixieland Delight at Alabama. And
really?
Yeah, and to Enter Sandman at Virginia Tech.
Man, that is... You ever seen the South Park where the Broflovskis moved to San Francisco?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Michigan fans right now. They're sniffing a certain fragrance in the air that they enjoy if they believe that. But great win, Michigan. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to go into the Mr. Brightside. All I'm going to talk about is the great win that Michigan had. Even more, Michigan game to me was like the good version of like gritty football. Like, man, this is back and forth. Watching Utah versus Oklahoma State like made me want to run my head through a wall.
Yeah,
it was just not good. I mean, but credit Utah. You know, they ran the ball 182 yards. And is it just me, or did the entire country overrate Ollie Gordon? Or is he just not like, what's his deal right now?
I think it was. I mean, he was really, really good last year. So I don't necessarily think he was overrated, but he hasn't been
I don't know what it is.
He's been disappointing, I think, more than overrated. But I don't know. Oklahoma State, like, kind of seems to do this every year. Like, just...
It's the hunter versus the hunted. They love being the hunted. No, they love being the hunter. And when they're the hunted, they struggle. But yeah, Ollie Gordon, he has less than 300 yards on the season. Who would have thought that? Who would have thought that? Also, Kyle Bowman, I did say, loser has to make an Indeed. And I get my dream scenario, Cam Rising didn't play. So both of them have to go download LinkedIn. Both of them have to download LinkedIn.
And another, kind of continuing with the same vibe of this week, there's only one state that has their two major programs undefeated in D1. D1 Power 5 schools. One state has two undefeated teams. Every other state, one of
the
their
state
power
of Utah?
Five. Yeah, BYU, 4-0.
Hey, holy war. And that's going to be, I'll tell you what, if BYU wins this week, it could be little ranked action, little ranked holy war. That's always good. It's always good to see, like, Utah fans and BYU fans, it's like they get one free week a year just to let all their, like, it really is like they have 1 week a year where they let all their vitriol out. Just, like, not generally those two fan bases, at least they try to mask themselves as being above the kind of pettiness and anger that this sport generally sees. And they just let it out all during that week. It's just, like, if you ask a BYU fan, hey, would you, like, punt kick a puppy for this win? Yep. And Utah would do the same thing. They would do the same thing to beat BYU.
Yeah, we might. I'm trying to see exactly when that game is, because I was thinking we might get a little college game day action there.
That would be nice. I mean, if it's in Utah, I mean, if it's at Utah, so Salt Lake, I think would be better. Nothing against Provo. Actually, a lot against Provo. BYU, great campus, good football program. That city is like the city from the Truman Show. It's a fake city with no real business, and like everyone's looking at you, and the only place to buy beer is at a Chili's and an Applebee's. Yeah. The only place to get beer is at Chili's.
Yeah, it is a Truman Show. That's what I would call it.
It is a Truman Show experience, but again, BYU look great. Last thing I'm going to say about the BYU thing, we've kind of gone off on this little Utah tangent, but I do like that stat that you pulled up. Did you see the BYU punt returner just lose his lunch after the punt return? Yes. Just disgusting. That is just disgusting.
I saw the every jump. Bit of his humanity to get that to the end zone, but hey, he did it.
He did it, and then he lost his lunch afterwards. Is anything else you want to touch on? Cal lost. That stinks, but I did see someone, this is a perfect segue into your list, someone said that like the socialist agenda of Cal giving the win to the needy, this is what we do as Cal. And to you I say, no, you should have beat Florida State. There would have been nothing funnier than Cal beating Florida State and they blew it.
So I was at the VSU game, so I didn't really see any of that game. Was it as bad as, I mean, the score was 14-9.
The offense looked pretty anemic. I mean, Cal's got a good defense, though. I mean, they had, what, 5 turnovers against Auburn? That defense is pretty legit. They have do you remember the old linebacker from, like, Coastal Carolina, Teddy Gallagher, or whatever his name was? Like, yeah, the guy with the blonde, like, whatever. He was all over Coastal, and Coastal was really good with Grayson McCall. Yeah, he's on Cal now. So it's, like, super random. So he's, like, playing at Cal, and they have a really, really good defense. But this is a perfect segue into Zuch, your list additions. This segment, we find tweets that are not okay, and we'll get you on the list. And that list is, we are going to be sending this list into either Elon Musk or the NSA to have your social media Twitter account surveillanced. And it could be jokingly or not real. Zuch, I have one, and it's not really a list thing for, how do I put this? It's not a list thing in terms of, oh, this is like terrible. It's more of a, it's our old friend, Josh Pate, or someone we listen to. And this is breaking. This is why I just chose it. Cause he knows what he's doing. I don't know if you're familiar with the baby hippo Mudang.
I am, yes. I have seen him.
Familiar with the baby hippo Mudang. Yeah. Joel, Josh Pate just tweeted a video saying that Chugi, the mascot of Pate State the Engine, is better than Mudang. He knows what he's doing. This, he is a mastermind. He knows Josh Pate. I see right through this. And for that, I'm going to toss that tweet on the list.
I had a couple, and one of them is actually, it wasn't really tweets. It is, and I think he's, I mean, he has been kind of a meme for a while now. Hugh Freeze just will throw you under the bus like that. He does not care. Like, when first game starting, doesn't matter. You struggle a little bit, as you probably, you know, are going to playing your first game as an SEC environment, just threw Hank Brown under the bus. Did not care. Like, oh, bless you.
I tried to mute myself. I don't know if that worked.
And then a second one, not entirely football related, but I went through some of his other tweets, and he will occasionally tweet about football, so I think he can be on there. Just look up unbelievable backpack to human ratio on this lad. Search that on Twitter, and
you'll know. Oh my gosh! No, I know the tweet you're talking about, and I actually saw an awesome quote tweet for that. You see, that's a list that's, you know what, I approve of tweets like that. That's a funny, good faith tweet, unlike some of the stuff we see on these lists. But then I saw a quote tweet goes, "My crew in sixth grade was filled with guys like this."
Did you see the one that said somebody get him a hammer or an axe? And then my last one is Birmingham Sport. They tweeted, POV, you're an Auburn football player on the week of December 27th. And it's a picture of a bowling alley. It is a picture of what looks to be like a segregation museum, because I see a white water fountain and a colored water fountain. An Auburn player visiting a sick child in the hospital, and Topgolf. So they are insinuating that Auburn is doing the Birmingham Bowl.
The Birmingham Bowl. I'm assuming that is like the museum in Birmingham. Then there is some child. Oh my gosh. Auburn and the Birmingham Bowl. What would be the funniest Birmingham Bowl opponent for Auburn?
Trying to think of who that's like usually,
Northwestern.
Yeah, Northwestern would be great. Iowa would be funny.
I think a Michigan State with Jonathan Smith would be funny too.
That one would be good. There's a lot of memes. Wait, in the
Big Ten. Oh my gosh, we could get a West Coast tie-in. We get like Washington.
Washington would be funny. Washington and the Birmingham Bowl is just like hilarious to think about, and like you have to have a family member on that team to go to that game if you're a Washington fan. There is no, like,
the,
I don't
there think... is no, the only other reason why I could even think of a, like, you going is if you did like a twofer trip, like you're going to Atlanta and Birmingham, or you're going to Florida Gulf Coast Birmingham, or you're going to New Orleans Birmingham, like Nashville Birmingham. There's no way you just like, yeah, flying in Thursday night for the weekender in Birmingham. No, like nothing against Birmingham. I've never been. I'm sure it's a good city. I don't know if I'd slap great on it, but I'm sure it's a fine city. Zuch, any thoughts about Birmingham? I've never been.
Really only ever driven through it on like trips to go to much better places. And I'll just leave it at that.
Fair enough. Well, we're going to stay in the state of Alabama, but before we do, I'm going to remind you guys of that code again. It's code Z and W, Z and sign W 15. Z and sign W 15, all caps, for 15% off all Settle Down merch. Please go get your t-shirts. It is on the settledown.com. Link is in the bio of our YouTube and the bio of our Instagram. Great. We got that out of the way. Now we can talk about the game of the year so far. It's Georgia, Alabama. This is what we live for. This is why the SEC, the slogan is, it just means more. It's for games like this. I mean, it's just star-studded across the board. Two Heisman, dark horse Heisman contenders. And this is a game that I think could either propel Carson Beck or Jalen Milroe, maybe even into that kind of like upper echelon top five of Heisman contenders. This is the kind of this is the kind of game that can get someone to New York.
Yeah, especially if you have like a quote unquote Heisman moment, because like just think like it's 24-20 or whatever the score could be, and Jalen Milroe gets the ball back with a couple minutes left and leads the score.
Oh yeah.
That's, I mean, you're in Alabama lore. Like actually I don't know if Big Noon Kickoff is at Michigan again, because they
Game day's at it's because of the Big Noon always has to do a Fox game.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I mean,
game day is awesome for me in terms of like watching the clips of game day, I think are better. But you watch Fox Big Noon Kickoff sometimes, and it is, I swear, you could watch Fox Big Noon Kickoff without the sound, and it's the funniest thing ever. If you just look at the body, if you just look at like the body language of like Urban Meyer and Mark Ingram and Matt Leinart and Brady Quinn, it is the funniest television of all time. Just Urban and his color changing shades, and he's got a little of a gut now, Urban. It's just and Mark Ingram's always doing something like stupid, like he's had like 15 cups of coffee, and like you already know Matt Leinart's gonna throw in some like snarky remark about USC, and Brady Quinn has like just gonna give you the I don't know if you're familiar with early 2000s WWF Zuch, but The Rock going when he imitates Kurt Angle going, "I'm gonna drink a big glass of milk." That's Brady Quinn. That's Brady Quinn.
Yeah, I mean, I like both the shows. But yeah, I mean, Game Day is gonna be there. Josh Pate show is gonna be there. Donald Trump is gonna be there. So
this is the South of Super Bowl. It's Georgia, yeah. Alabama, two top five teams. And Zeus, who do you think is gonna win? And why?
I'm going with Alabama. And I think it's going to be like, it's the weirdest thing ever with Georgia, because they have basically dominated everybody else on planet Earth. Like not like dominated to the point where it's like, you know, they dominated Michigan. They dominated TCU. They've, who else have they played?
Tennessee.
Well, I don't know about the playoffs. Clemson the Ohio State game a couple years ago was close, but it's amazing, but Georgia's like 43-2 in like the last 3 years in college football, and their only two losses are Alabama, so that's a big hurdle. I know they won that, yeah, they won the national title game a couple years ago against them, but I'm leaning Alabama. I think Alabama's a little more prepared. I think they were a little undervalued because they lost Nick Saban, which is fair enough. I get it. So I think I'm going to go Alabama, and I'm going to go 34-20 Alabama.
I like that. I like that prediction. I also think Alabama was a little bit underrated this year. That's why I have them in my playoff bracket. Did I have them in my playoff? I had them in my playoff. Yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah, no, yeah, they were my sixth SEC team. Yep. Okay. As I remember, I think the key to this game is, you know, I think people can parse it however they want. You know, oh man, offensive line really needs to show up. Oh, we really need the secondary to show up on this team. I think there's no way to overthink it. This is whichever QB plays better, in my opinion, is going to win this game.
Yeah.
This is a, like I said, this is the kind of game that will send you to New York.
And you must be on Twitter for whoever loses after this game, because the takes.
Oh, Crash Out Central. It's going to be Crash Out Central, especially if it's Alabama. You already know someone's going to say like Kalen DeBoer, but it's it'll be like a wild pig, and they'll like Photoshop like one of the Southern like helicopter boar hunts. Or something like that.
Or Kalen DeBoering off and something. Yep. He will be on the hot seat if he loses this game. Like, people think I'm joking,
And if Kirby Smart loses, it's going to be the classic Kirby not smart or Kirby dumb. Or they'll tweet, or someone will tweet something about his haircut or something. But
it's coming.
I think Georgia wins. I think they win by a touchdown. I'm going to go 30-26. 24.
And you're taking Georgia or Alabama?
Georgia.
Georgia. Okay.
Taking Georgia.
Right. Our notes.
Because
down.
Just because I do want to see a Kalen DeBoring offense tweet.
It's coming if they lose.
It'll come. No, it'll come. But the game's gonna be in Tuscaloosa. It's gonna be crazy. I'm trying to think if anything else about this game. I really just like this is the kind of game. And it's hard to explain to people who don't watch college football. This is the kind of game like that certain parts of the country are just going to like stop.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like it's what makes college football good, this type of game.
I love it. I'm going to be watching. Don't know if it's going to be at a bar. Don't know if it's going to be with my shirt off on my couch watching on the YouTube TV multi-view. So we will see. We're going to be watching at some point. Going to move on to another game. Other ranked versus ranked matchup, Oklahoma State versus Kansas State. This is a little bit of a – is it too early to call this game a make-or-break game? These are two teams coming off of bad losses.
And you're – I mean, I like we said last, like I don't know that the Big 12 is going to get two teams in. So it's almost if you lose this one, you have to kind of win out and win the Big 12 title game to make the playoff. And for sure, Oklahoma State, I think to a little bit lesser of extent, Kansas State, but Oklahoma State had playoff expectations coming into this year. So
100%. I had Kansas State, and I think this is, you know, Avery Johnson, he looked really, really good up until BYU. I don't know. I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't watch a bunch of that Oklahoma State beat BYU game because it was at night and I was watching the Boise State and Oklahoma game. But I looked at the box score, and I don't know, maybe a Kansas State fan could shoot a comment off in the video or tell me the box score for that game just wasn't good by him. Wasn't good. And then everyone knows my opinions of Alex Bowman, Alex No Man, Alex. Oh my gosh, that guy. I was texting my dad and talking to my dad, and I said, Alex Bowman is not, I said, guys like Alex Bowman is not why I got into liking the sport. In fact, it's guys like him that made me turn to the sport because I don't want to watch guys like that. It's against the principle of, I know guys get paid now. No, there's a portal now. It is against every bone in my body to root for a 25-year-old college player.
Yeah, it's
and I will continue to do that.
It's kind of like funny whenever you see, you know, the kicker who's like 32 or whatever from like England on a team. But the thing with the Alex Bowmans and Bachmeyers and TJ Finley, like they've been around for so long that it's like Jesus, dude, how much longer are you going to play like college football?
I don't know. And it blows my mind. I really hope, I don't know, Alex Bowman, if he doesn't, if he's not getting his master's or has his master's degree, I'll lose it. You're telling me you can't, with all those tutors you have playing Division I sports, can't graduate with whatever like language degree or communications degree
or
in 7 years, literally 7 years.
Yeah, it's a wild time, but it'll change a little. Like the COVID thing is almost done.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully, I'm really hoping that resets itself and everything. But yeah, I really don't know. Who knows? Who knows, Zuch? Any other miscellaneous games that you want to attack coming up this week? I know Boise plays. I know Ole Miss plays.
Illinois Penn State ranked matchup.
Yeah, Illinois Penn State, the Brett Bielema. Although I think this is. Okay, am I being too harsh by saying, could this be like when NC State was ranked 23 playing Clemson and they may or may not lose by 40 points? Illinois versus – the only Illinois game I've watched is them versus Nebraska.
Yeah, I didn't even realize until that game that Luke Altmaier was on Illinois. But, yeah, I mean, it's – yeah. Like Penn State's looked beatable at times this year, but it, like you said, it feels like that one, the final score is like 31-10. That's kind of how it feels.
It really does. And I'm just looking at some of these other games. I mean, There was one more I wanted to touch on that I completely forgot about. I mean, I guess what Louisville plays Notre Dame. I kind of forgot that Louisville was ranked, and that's a Peacock exclusive, and it's a Peacock exclusive during the day.
Ugh, that's dumb.
Yuck. They're really, really going after. Oh, actually, I'm going to save that for my meme matchup because that's what it was. It's a game I wasn't going to touch, but it's just a funny game. It's going to be two funny fan bases. Anything else? This week's awesome. Like we said, we're in the meat of the season. Oh, Liberty versus App State. That's the one I wanted to touch on. This, yeah, I think, is like the trap game for Liberty. I think this is the one trap game Liberty has. They almost lost last week.
It could be, but App State has looked really bad this year.
Hey, I'm just trying to call out a prediction that I had from the preseason. So, who knows? I'm just trying to will it into existence right now, man. All right, we are going to move on to our last segment of the week. It is the week, not the week three. That's, you know what? I should just make that a running joke now. That where I just never changed the week on the meme matchup. That's what, 2 weeks in a row where I just called it the week three. Oh my gosh. All right. I think I went last week, Zooch. So Zooch, what is your meme matchup of the week?
Mine actually is a Friday night game, and it's just hilarious that this is a conference game. And let me see the total. Distance in this. I meant to have this pulled up. So, this game is 2,826. The teams are separated by 2,826 miles. It would take you, if you drove, almost 2 days, 42 hours. It is Washington at Rutgers on a Friday night.
Oh, yes. I thought you were going to go Cal at Miami, but Cal at Miami is actually going to be a good game. Washington at Rutgers. This is like a game. I don't even know.
Yeah,
does Greg Schiano even know where Seattle is on a map?
He might not. I, like, honest to God, cannot believe it's a conference game. It's like honestly hilarious. It's also like, I mean, Rutgers could be 4-0 after this.
Oh my gosh, they're gonna be
sneaking. They're sneaking around. Had them in the playoff. Sneaking around.
You could, I mean, one of us is going to have to cover up what we both picked Florida State to get in. So, I mean, one of us needs.
That was a really, really bad.
Yeah, no, yeah. Both of us, I mean, I had Florida State and I think Arizona, but hey, my Mizzou Tigers snuck by. So that's like my hot take that's still hanging on by a thread. Luther Burden. Yeah, the Drinkowitz, baby. But that's a funny one, Washington. It's also funny that Will Rogers is their quarterback. Yeah, just like kind of forget. And another one of these guys is just like, he's still playing. This is what I mean. I can't wait till like guys like this like are no longer playing. And it might never be the case with the way college is nowadays. So we'll see. I can't root for like 6 years, even though he might not be. Okay. Can we confirm, is Will Rogers a 6-year, or is he just giving like, I've been in college for 7 years, like energy? Because like he very well could be like a redshirt senior or like a junior.
I mean, he's been around for a while because he was there under Mike Leach, who died a couple of years ago. Let me see. Because I had that game pulled up, so I can go to his ESPN page. He has been playing since 2020. So 1, 2, 3.
Okay, four, 5 years.
5 years.
Okay. He gets one more year. He gets this year. My apologies out to Mr. Rogers. Don't want to be talking in your neighborhood. I would like you to be my neighbor, Mr. Rogers. But my meme matchup of the week, and this is a very, very funny one. I was debating going, do I want to go TCU Kansas? Do I want to do, I don't know. I thought Oklahoma Auburn could be funny. That one is going to be funny. I think that's not a meme matchup. That's more like just the sad panic matchup. That's just going to be like, there's going to be more tight buttholes in that game than like any other tight buttholes, because both fan bases are just going to be like gritting teeth watching that. But it's always funny when Texas A&M and Arkansas play. Yeah. I mean, it's always funny when Texas A&M and Arkansas play. I mean, and look, they've got some different faces in this game. You know, Petrino's back. It's kind of Mike Elko's first kind of taste of this rivalry. I think that's really, really funny. Personal funny to me is Talen Green, because this game takes place in Dallas. Are you correct?
Yeah, it's at Jerry World.
So Talen Green going back to like his hometown area. I'm not gonna lie to you. This is mainly just on everyone but the players, because I think the players on both these teams are actually got some good talent and it could be a good game. It's everything surrounding this game that's funny to me. Mike Elko, Bobby Petrino in Jerry's World, like
Hugh so Freeze, good. Hank Brown, and it's funny now, like SEC people now that they've watched Talen Green are like, this guy's either really good or horrible. I'm like, yeah.
Welcome to the experience. Yeah. To Talen Green, it's like, man, like 660-yard run, then a 20-yard pass on the dot, and then he'll proceed to miss 4 5-yard completions in a row, and then you have to punt.
Exactly. So that one is good because it's just like, like you said, the fan bases are just funny. Like, I mean, Sam Pittman, it's funny. Like, either of them. Games.
Is Sam Pittman already fired? Is Sam Pittman already fired?
I don't know. Like, I mean, they've looked like they should be they should have beaten Oklahoma State probably.
Yeah. That was a funny game. I don't think we talked about that enough. That was a funny game.
That was a hilarious. If they win this one, Arkansas, they get Tennessee. They have a hard stretch coming up. A&M, Tennessee, LSU. If he can, they have A&M, Tennessee, LSU, at Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and then Texas. And then they end the year with Missouri. So, like, if I don't know if he can get to like 7 wins, I think he'll be okay, because you'd have a couple upsets probably. But that Oklahoma State loss hurts, because it was like, yeah, all the reasons people want him fired came out in that game. So,
yeah. No, I agree. That game's going to be funny. Texas A&M. Yeah, Aggies. Also, did you see this thing? The last thing I'm going to say is that the Sickos committee is doing this thing called the Aggies Watch, where they're going to give out like a fake trophy to every college in the country who has a nickname mascot of the Aggies. And right now, guess who's winning it?
Utah State.
Oh, no. Our good friend, Mr. Plow at UC Davis. The Aggies. 3-1 right now.
I had no clue. I forgot he was there, to be completely honest with you, but
Tim Plow is Davis. He is Davis. He needs to stay there forever. And just like, I think Tim Plow and Davis is like some weird combination where somehow it works. I don't know. Somehow it's worked at Davis, but man, I'm so excited tomorrow for all of the games. It's going to be another great matchup. And I know a couple of the SoCal Settledown boys are coming up to Boise for a little Wazoo action, so that'll be exciting as well.
They are. Cody made plans to go to the Ole Miss at Oklahoma game next year for his dad's 60th birthday that I've been invited to, because I was like, oh, you guys should do the Ole Miss game. I'll come. And Cody's like, we'll talk to him about it Saturday. He's like, we might have to ease off if Oklahoma loses, but we'll talk to him. He and with that also, game I don't know if you heard about his come apart in the bar where he slammed his phone on the table.
Oh, yes. I did hear about this. The crash out in his phone shattered.
Yes. I don't know if his phone was shattered. I just heard slam the phone on the bar, lost his composure for a little bit. At one point he was doing like, I was telling him to do pass blocking protection during the Michigan USC game. Yep. He was doing it in the end zone backyard.
The turf area?
The turf area. And people were clapping for him. So it was, he was ready. Gosh,
we've had a bad couple weeks with bars at games. You know, at first, I mean, the Oregon game, we all went and got chicken tenders at a bar, washed it down with 2 Michelobes at 1 a.m. Couldn't even pull ourselves to go out like to the actual good bars in Eugene. Just did that. And then last week you had Cody, and then you had me, Zach, and Anthony watching. Zach was just he was just a defeated man at Mutt Lynch's in Newport Beach. So it was just not good. not good. Surrounded by USC fans too, so it was just sadness all around that bar.
Well, hopefully it picks up. It'll be not that I ever want Boise State to lose, but when we start losing and things are going wrong, and I'm in a game with Cody, it's almost.
Oh, you're such a cynic. What? It is funny. There's nothing for people who have been to Boise State games. You know, when Boise State loses, the walk out of that stadium, and when I say everyone, I mean everyone, is just like just letting their emotions out like it's therapy session. There are grown men going, "What the hell was that in the third quarter?" Like people, like kids, and just it is because everyone has to walk like the same way. There's not a lot of exits in that stadium, so we could get a couple crash outs this weekend.
We'll get a crash out. Cody, I will get him on film if he has a crash out, because it's going to be, he already, like we talked about last week, he has certain thoughts about certain programs, and you're not going to change his mind about them. And Washington State is one of those, he mentioned the other day how we have to be ready for the air raid from Washington State.
Isn't their quarterback literally like a running QB? Like they run QB.
He's like, they're going to be dinking and dunking it all over the field, 60 or 70 passes. Corners need to be hydrated. Like, you got to be on your toes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, that's it. Well, yeah, hopefully Cody doesn't have a crash out, but Zooch, anything else for us?
I don't believe so. It was, this week we have the one mega game that probably deserves most of the attention. I mean, I guess you never know what could happen. And like Kentucky played Georgia close. So maybe it's Ole Miss's like first quasi challenge of the season, because some people thought, I guess, Georgia Southern, because of how they played Boise, would score more, but they got one touchdown. I
mean, look, they got the common denominator himself at head coach at Georgia Southern. So I think it's Bahamas Bowl for them this year.
Yep. Hey, there's worse games to go to. So
there is worse. There's definitely worse games to go to. There's always like the Frisco Bowl or something. Oh, well, we will do when we talk in bowl season, we will do what do we think are three worst bowls that you could possibly be invited to?
Oh yeah.
I think we should do that.
Yep. I already have some ideas.
Yes. We'll save them. Well, thank you guys for listening. Make sure to watch all the games, and we will see you next week.